treating people. How we treat people says a lot about our walk with Jesus. It is easy to say, but sometimes hard to do, not holding grudges about someone or not realize that people have changed for the better. Remember that when someone comes to Christ, old things pass away and all things become new. Here's a story from the book of Joshua about this very issue. The Israelites were coming into the land of Canaan. The people of the city of Jericho were in a big flap about this. They feared for their lives. This is from Joshua chapter 6, verse 17. It says, "The city and all that are in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent." James chapter 2, verse 25. "In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction?" Rahab was a prostitute, but she changed. We need to value people for what they are and what they've become, not what they used to be, such as a prostitute in this case. In leadership, it is easier to avoid certain people or judge them for their past. With Jesus, all things are new. We need to give people a second chance. For example, in almost every reference to Rahab in the Bible, she is called Rahab the prostitute. Now, I've never met a Western Christian woman named Rahab. I think this is because we focus on her as a prostitute. Can you imagine your teenage daughter saying, "Dad, where did you get my name Rahab?" The dad answers, "We named you after a prostitute." But in Africa, many women are named Rahab because the women focus on the Rahab who was delivered from a terrible lifestyle, being a prostitute. They are proud of the fact that they were once without Christ and whose life was totally changed by faith in God. Rahab gives every woman hope that they can change and become new creatures and are valued by God. Eventually, Rahab ended up in the Messianic line. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, says, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed, the father of Jesse. I think it's very interesting that in the genealogy of Jesus, Rahab is not called a prostitute, but Rahab, the mother of Boaz. This shows me that she was forgiven for her prostitution and given a new life, which is reflected in what she is now called rather than what she once was. Let's not forget that people can change and that they are not slaves to their past. Old things pass away and all things become new. When God gives someone a new life, we need to celebrate that new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away, the new is here. Let's value people for what they become in Christ Jesus rather than what they were in the world before Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father, help us to treat people with respect, regardless of their past, and help us to embrace what they are in the present and what you have designed for them for the future. We ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.